نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaa, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is the 29th of Rabi'ul Awwal and our topic for today is Nur, Radiance and Effulgence. If someone has to ask us, who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? We as Muslims, what will we say? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the radiance, the effulgence in the heavens, in the sky. You look at the sunrise, you look at the sunset, you look at your oceans. Everything is showing us that the Nur, the manifestation of the power, majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. If you study the history of Iraq and Baghdad, you will know there was a professor, he used to walk around and challenge the Muslims. They are great, great scholars, and no one could answer him convincingly. One day a 10-year-old youngster said, "Professor, you set the venue, arrange the time, and I am prepared to answer your questions." He was astonished and amazed and surprised. He said, "That you youngster, how can you, your big, big seniors couldn't answer me?" He said, "You do that." Lo and behold, the time came and then the debate started. The professor asked, first question, "What is your Allah doing now?" So the youngster said, "Please, professor, that you are standing, sit down and allow me to respond, and I will stand and respond." So he, the professor, sat down, and he, the 10-year-old youngster, stood up and said, "You ask me what my Allah is doing now? وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives izzat, honor to whoever He wants. He disgraces whoever He wants. He made you sit and He made me stand. That is what my Allah is doing now." Then he asked, "Professor, what's your next question?" He said, "Where is your Allah?" So the 10-year-old youngster said, they were not yet in Newlands and MashaAllah, Masjid Ibrahim. They didn't have all these faculties, facilities. So he asked the crowd, "You know, nowadays we also got problems. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC and no current, you know. So we have to use candles." You know the story. So anyway, my brothers, so he asked the crowd, "Give me a candle." So he ignited, lit the candle, he asked them, "Where's the smoke going, which direction?" So they said, "All directions." So he said, "Professor Zalim, you oppressor, transgressor, ordinary candle, the light, the smoke goes everywhere, and you ask me about Almighty Allah? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wala? His radiance, His effulgence is spread throughout the entire universe. Who is Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Himself says, قَدَ جَاءَكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ نُورُهُ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Nur. His message is Nur. Oh, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, who study the Irhasat, the extraordinary events that took place during the birth of the Master, the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qablahu wa ba'dahu, before that and after that, the mother of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Honorable Sayyida Amina, states, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, wa ra'at ummi annahu kharaja mina nur. Before the Master alayhi salam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth, the Master alayhi salam's honorable mother is seeing nur, radiance, effulgence emanating from her, from Makkah, and she is observing the Sham, the Levant, Palestine, Jordan, and Syria, and these places. You call this irhas, extraordinary events. Then you see after the Mubarak Milad of Nabi alayhi salam, the auspicious birth. Lo and behold, in Makkah, you must remember this drought and famine. No water, no rain. Abu Talib is the mayor. He's the big chief. So what does he do? People come to complain to him. Do something, Abu Talib. This is mentioned, brothers, sisters, in Bukhari Sharif. And open Kitabul Istisqa, the chapter where you beg Almighty Allah for water, for rain. He carries the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While the Master alayhi salam is still an infant basically, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, yateem. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa? Did Allah not find you a yateem and orphan? Then he takes the Master alayhi salam, look at me brothers. He takes the Master alayhi salam and lets the back of the Master wa'alsaqa dhahrahu bil bayt. He lets the back Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam touch the Baytullah. And the countenance Mubarak, the face Mubarak, face the people. And then Abu Talib, the chacha, the kaka, the uncle, the aunt, reads this poetry and words mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. وَأَبْيَدَ يُسْتَسْقَ الْغَمَامُ بِوَجْهِهِ. They used to believe in Allah, they were mushriks. They used to believe in idols, but they used to believe the creator of the universe is Allah. So he's begging Allah and saying, وَأَبْيَدَ, through the nur of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, let the ghamam and let the clouds come and let the rain come. You called it wasila. You call it tawassul. This is why the Master alayhi salam is just so young. Can you imagine, my brothers, from that time already, everybody knew what is nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the greatest event of human history was the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah Nur, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Nur, and the message is Nur. Open Surah 14, verse 1. What Allah says, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is your duty, your function, your message? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take the people out from the darknesses in which they are in, the secularism, capitalism, Zionism, all these man-made isms are darkness. Bring them to the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. That is the message of the messenger. What is Quran Sharif? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, every ayat is nur and is radiance. Today is what? Surah Jumu'ah. Is Yawmul Jumu'ah, is the day of Friday. Maybe you read last night, maybe you read this morning, very good. If you didn't read, read now after Jumu'ah. Authentic hadith of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sunan Nasai. من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Read Surah Kahf, O Ummah, on a Friday, and Allah will bless you with nur and radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. Our message is of nur, my brothers. Take the nur, the radiance, the effulgence of Islam. You Muslim, Muslimah, my brother Abdullah, my sister Aisha, who are you? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Allah has opened their hearts. Sometimes we are born Muslim like us, Alhamdulillah. اللَّهُمَ لَكِ الشُّكُرُ كُلُّ وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ كُلُّ. Sometimes you embrace Islam. MashaAllah, you see our Mawlana, he was in the Jewish faith, and our Mawlana Amir, and he's Muslim, he's Alim, he's a Noor. He takes the message of Islam and ambassador of Islam. So what do we do? So we must remember that once we embrace and have that iman, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Now what is the definition of nur? This radiance and effulgence. We go to Abu Hamid Hujjat al-Islam, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah. He said, Noor is that azahiru li nafsihi wal muzhir li ghayrihi. You yourself must be illuminated. The candle must be lit. Then you can ignite other candles as well. We must have that iman, and then we present it to the world without being apologetic and without compromising. Surah number 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse number 108. This is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah derived from this verse. Qul, say Ya Rasul Allah Ya Habibana Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadhihi sabili, this is my way, this is my path. Ad'u ilallah, I invite everybody. All of you come, all. Message is global, international, for all times, all places. Ala basiratin, we must have that firm conviction. We must not have doubt, we must have the conviction. Ana, I, wa manittaba'ani, and those who follow me immaculately. What happened to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? He left his home with a sword. But remember, when he came to Dar al-Arqam, and thereafter he recited the kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasuluh. So what? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab o bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to our side, or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl, Battle of Badr, dispatched to Jahannam and Hellfire. Umar becomes Umar. First time in the history of Islam, the Sahaba, the students, the companions of the Master alayhi salam were there, and they shouted in unison, in chorus, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar. They said, today is such a joyous day, Umar bin Khattab has embraced Islam. The Sahaba had to say that, go open Mishkat Sharif. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not only people on the land and sand rejoicing, we are rejoicing in the skies also. Today Umar has embraced Islam. See brothers, the Noor. Then he took Islam, your Iraq, your Iran, half the world, remember. In his time, go see the amount of area that came into the Islamic empire. So the whole long story, carry on. In our time now, I got no time, I got 7-8 minutes left, but I take you quickly for a world tour. Our holiest place, Haramain Sharifain. We need to be clear, my brothers. We don't curry favor with any person, with any organization, with any politician or any government. Our job, our function is to protect the deen of Islam. We used to make dua for the Haramain Sharifain, and we will continue making dua till our death. For all our masajid, for the Haramain Sharifain, for our Qibla-e-Ula, Masjid al-Aqsa. But the people who are in charge today, remember, they gone out of the fold of Islam. That is the reality. You can't tell me you are a Muslim and you allow bikini parties in Jeddah. You can't tell me that you put your azan, you must put the azan tone down, and you have musical festivals, the biggest musical festival in the Middle East and so forth. And then when the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani speak the truth, two imams already off. We know them personally, Sheikh Salih al-Talib, Sheikh Khalid al-Ghamidi. They off, they can no more speak now, house arrest, whatever. So what type of Islam is this? You want to bootleg the Israelis? You want to bootleg the Americans? Do you know what the Americans did yesterday, what release they gave, what press release? They murdered our people in Afghanistan, 9 of them, 2 of children. They told the world it's an honest mistake. Turn it the other way around. If the Palestinians had to kill the nine Israelis, if the Taliban, the Mujahideen had to kill Americans, what the world should say? That these are the super terrorists. But when you commit the same crime, then what do you find? You find that we must accept what you are saying. Amanna saddaqna. Is that what you call justice? We are not asking for favors. We are asking for justice. You want peace? peace will come with justice. You speak of Israel, every day they're committing terrorism. Occupation is terrorism. So my brothers, you need to understand, this is a well thought out movement. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. That the non-Muslims, that they're going to work in cahoots with one another, they're going to collude with one another. And what is their intention and motive? Quickly I take you. Jews, Israel, occupied Palestine, we don't call it Israel, we call it occupied Palestine, Al-Ardul Muhtalla. Go see what is the halat conditions there. I've been several times, so I can tell you. Go, you must remember to Burma, Rohingya Muslims. The most oppressed people on the face of the earth today, United Nations report. Kashmir, the Hindu fundamentalist terrorists, 10,000 documented by United Nations, of my sisters, our daughters, raped by them, but we must remain silent. Where is our ghairat? Just now I translated the khutbah from the Haram Sharif, Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi. He quoted a saying, he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen to what Sa'ad is saying, Sa'ad bin Mu'az. Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu arda, the man with ghaira, the man with self-esteem and self-respect. He said, if I come to my house and I see a strange man there in my house with his wife, Allah forbid, he said, I will unsheathe my sword, I will decapitate him. I can never allow this to happen. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ummah, look at his self-esteem and self-respect. Wa ana aghyar minhu, I have more self-esteem than him. And Allah has the most. We cannot compromise on these issues. Look at Iraq. What the Christians did, the B&B, the Bush and Blair, the war criminals. Why I've been to these countries, my brothers. Go and see 1 million our men, women and children. The tragedy of the Ummah today is men, women and children. The cricket is on. We know all the teams by heart. So, you know, but you ask them, tell me where all the atrocities, torture took place in Iraq. 90% of the Ummah does not know. Go and study Abu Ghraib and see what they did to our brothers, sisters and children. Go in Afghanistan and go see what they did in Bagram. Go to Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, and see today what they are doing to our brothers there. So my brothers, this is a movement. What is the movement? Chapter 61, verse number 8. Allah mentions it, if you know Arabic, in the present tense and future tense. I told you the topic is Nur. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their motive and intention is to erase and extinguish Islam with their mouths, with their media. The mass media is by there, we small little chewing gums, you must remember. But with a small chewing gum, we can still make an impact. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah says, let them continue with what they are doing. You must become true Muslim, true ambassador of Islam. The more they try, the more Islam will spread and Islam will take over the whole world. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So me and you have to do three things. Job number one, function number one. Chapter 68, verse number 8. Chapter 66, surah 66, verse 8. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. Ya Allah, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, my entire body, anatomy, give me the nur. Let me take the message of Islam to the whole world without compromise and without apology. We human beings, we commit sins, we got weaknesses. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. And forgive us, Ya Allah. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Verily, Ya Allah, you have power over everything. Second one, beg Almighty Allah, like Nabi Ibrahim, you are in Masjid Ibrahim. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Always beg Almighty Allah for acceptance. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَقْبُولِينَ. Ya Allah, these are broken efforts. Ya Allah, these are humble efforts. We can never fulfill your rights, Ya Allah. You are so perfect, Subhanallah. We are morning to evening, drowning in our sins. Ya Allah, accept us. And then third one, you are living in Durban, you are in Parlok, in Newlands, wherever. You got your ocean. Every time you look at your ocean, you should take this lesson. You're speaking about nur and radiance and effulgence. Allah is giving this example. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. You see the bubble on top, then the foam on top. Yesterday when we were coming with the plane, so always I try and get a window seat because it's a spectacular view to see. So you see the bubble, you see the foam is on top. That foam and bubble will disappear. You know we are South Africans, there was apartheid. The apartheid regime used to say that we will start in Pretoria and we will reach Cairo in 2 weeks. We can clean up the whole Africa in 2 weeks. If you know about apartheid South Africa. That was the mighty army they had. So proud and arrogant. And you see today, thrown to the scraps of history. So whether it is Zionism, whether it is democracy, whether it is your socialism, communism, capitalism, all of them are the bubble. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. They must perish. That is the system of Almighty Allah. O Muslim, O Muslimah, me and you, what? وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You look at your water, don't only go for fishing and swimming, take a lesson, the Quranic lesson. Beneath the bubble, beneath the foam, is the water, pure, pure water. Take the pure Islam and present it to humanity. And tell them, juxtapose it, compare it with your system. And then see which is the best system. You'll listen in the morning. I told my team, our team there, leave all the Muslims, let all the non-Muslims contact us. Whatever religion. Then we will tell them that this is true Islam. Not what you are seeing on your television. Yesterday I was in Shakras Kral. And before I started, I told them AK is here. But you will hear a lot of AK-47s going around. Bang, boom, all these things, all the fireworks going on. People were thinking the huzu is breaking, you understand? So it's not the huzu breaking, that is their festival, fine. It got nothing to do with us. But we must present the water of Islam. Make that intention. Every day I will take our Islam to one person at least. One incident quickly, my time is up, I got 1 minute left. It's the month of Muharram, pay attention. It's the month of Muharram. It's the battle of Khaybar. And it's the 7th year of the Hijrah. This side here are the Muslims. This side here are the Jutlas, the Jews, the Yahud. Before the battle erupts, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses Sahaba. And the Sahabi who played the most prominent role was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Therefore his one title is Fatih Khaybar. He went to the fort Qamus and he entered it. He crushed it. And their greatest warrior and soldier, Marhab, he dispatched him to hell in the first minute of the battle of the Jews. So nevertheless, before the battle, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you my beloved Sahaba and Ummah, لَأَيَّدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُورِ النَّعَمِ. Because of you, your superficial efforts, if one person embraces Islam, is better for you than all the red camels put together. Put our red Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Cadillacs and Rolls Royce and all together. If we let one person embrace Islam, it is better for us. So make that intention. My flowers, my children of Palestine. They took this hadith of Khaybar and they take on the mightiest army in the Middle East. And what I saw with my own eyes? Iman in their hearts, stones in their hand, and they tell the Jutla, come, come ya Yahud. Khaybar, Khaybar ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. While these tinpot Arab dictators, murtads, ghaddar, the traitors and murtads, they are standing in a line to make peace with Israel. Our children are challenging the Jutla army and telling them, remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will liberate Palestine with our blood, with our life. With ruh, with dam, dafdika ya aqsa. Who is there to stand with death? But we busy with futile activities, brothers. Cry to Allah. This Ummah is going through such difficult times. Palestine, Aqsa, the Jutlas, if you know what they are planning. They said, this year they said, learn all these things, Ummah. Openly on TV they said, between this September 2021 and 2022 September, we're going to demolish your Qubbatul Sakhra, Allah forbid, the Dome of the Rock, and we're going to replace it with the Haikal-e Sulaimani. First time ever, they gave a time limit. And what do the Arab countries do, majority of them? What do the Muslims do? We bootlicking and shining the shoes of the enemy. You look at a Muslim man, we involved in Hollywood. We look at a Muslim woman, we involved in Bollywood. You look at the children, they busy with Robin Hood. You look at our rich Muslims, busy with Tiger Hood. What are we doing? Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. We have burned Islam ourselves. My brothers, my sisters, I can only cry, I can beg you. Don't do that. Allah has given us in this country such facilities, all these programs we have on the radio. Believe you me, I've been to many countries. With Allah's help, no Muslim country, no Arab country will allow it. They'll lock me up straight away. So use these bounties, use these faculties, and take Islam, our neighbor. He knows everything. He knows Jazakallah, he knows Alhamdulillah. But yet the maid working for us 20, 30 years, but we never gave them Islam. The greatest gift is Islam, my brothers. So we cry to Allah, Allahumma jalna hadihin mahdihin. Ya Allah, accept me and let me become an inspiration so that we can bring Islam to the masses. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, it's 5 minutes now, and thereafter will be the khutbah.